Welcome to Notcast, episode 309.
Buy everything.
Yes, buy all the furries. That's the thing, right? It's like, you know, you can like both Judy and Nick.
That's right, yeah. You could do them both at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's awesome.
It's called a hustle, I guess. You know, we're literally 10 seconds into the episode, and we're like, ah, Zootopia.
Ah, yeah, man. You can put a fist in both of them and have your own Nick and Judy show.
You know, I was at Walmart at 1:30 in the morning the other day, and they have life-size Judy plushes. That's the $30 plush of Judy, and it's this cute little bunny.
It's like the size of like that derpy plush kind of.
Yeah, like kind of Build-A-Bear size looking thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like telling a friend, you could get one of those bunny fleshlights from Bad Dragon and that, and for $140 you got yourself a girlfriend. You can fuck the bunny. Don't do that unless you want to. I mean, it's your life and your money.
That's true. You should encourage people to get off. Come in the bunny.
Don't fuck the snake. Fuck the bunny.
That's right. Fuck the bunny.
That's what we could have done. We could have been like, yeah, we're going to watch Uncensored Monster Musume and see all the nipples.
We're now going to live stream us fucking the bunny.
Yeah.
And one is going to commentate while the other works.
Yeah. I mean, we have a poll running on our Twitter right this second, and apparently most people would have, you know, standard vaginal sex with Judy.
Yeah.
We ask the important questions here on the podcast.
I should have made it like 2 days so that it would still be up after this episode goes out.
Yeah, fucked up.
Yeah, it's just a 24-hour thing. But, we gave three options because, you know, three usable holes. Oral, anal, vaginal. And vaginal was at 60% last I checked. Just like, wow.
Oh, the more you fucking know.
More for me, yeah.
God, we're the worst. So, Shiva...
I am.
Shiva is not here. She is still in crunch mode, in addition to she closed on a house. And so her life is getting flipped, turned upside down, sort of.
She's in crunch mode so long her abs are fucking amazing now.
Yeah. And, you know, how many abs do cats have?
All of them. Like 1,000.
Yeah.
Like drawn like Rob Liefeld draws teeth.
Yes. How many abs did you have? Like 1,000,000.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
They're all like 50 feet long. It's just like all abs. And at the end, little bitty pairs of legs.
An abipede. No worse than the boobipedes I've seen. Some of the... real heinous.
Like your whole body is ripped for someone's pleasure.
God. You know, you're a big hit among the macro furs.
Yeah.
Just, you know, make sure you have your scuba gear on.
And if you're a well-endowed woman, then you're Benoit balls. Oh, God. Just anal beads. Bloop, 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 bloop. Pulling a check at a peed. Out of some macro for his ass.
Someone should draw that. Get on it. Oh, we were
the worst. That's what this show is all about.
Stupid furry bullshit like this. We're the best at being the worst.
That's how. That's what killed Rain first, you know? Some macro shoved the Hilton up his ass.
Oh. That's a weirdly shaped hotel, too.
It was really difficult to clean.
Yeah. Two different towers and a separate building, and then some of it's connected by hallways. And man, basically, that hotel is really fucking weirdly laid out too, because it was just multiple buildings that were connected over time.
Yeah, yeah, it had that sort of feel.
It's like very clutched together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, originally we'd made this hallway out of cardboard, and then we decided to make it permanent, so we painted it.
Yeah. And you know, you would think that as moist as Seattle gets, no, they just keep painting it. Science.
You just add
the mold. The wall itself is hollow and nothing but mold, but the paint holds it together. Just don't fall into it.
Some poor suitor got drunk one day, painted over. It's part of the wall now.
It's kind of, you know, like the kryptonite, not Kryptonite. Fuck. Carbonite. Oh. It's just a first shooter in carbonite.
It's a block of foam. They're just carved out of it. Foam face.
That's their word.
Appropriating fursuit culture.
Yeah.
Well, they're appropriating raver culture with all their poi and glow sticks and shit.
Man, I'm always surprised that people don't get hit at raves when people are doing that. Oh, like, some fursuiters just walk in and get their fucking muzzle smacked off by someone spinning their shit.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to see my Yeah. There's always some asshole with a staff that thinks he's a fucking Jedi or something.
He just, you know, he didn't matter what the music is, he's hearing Duel of the Fates in his head.
Yes. In fact, he's out loud going, ah, ah,
ah. But yeah, so it's FWA this weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we actually got some dudes going out to that. Well, Kyo's going out
As
there.
In people we know.
As in people we know, yeah.
It's not like we have a correspondent live on the ground.
We have our operatives.
Let's go to Chris Matthews, who was... Oh, no, no. Kyo Foxtrot, who was there Kyo, on location.
Kyo, how many knives have you collected this weekend?
I just pulled these out of some hookers that were on the street outside the hotel.
It's like, and... How many times did you... Oh, your car... stole the entire car, but left the wheels. Oh.
Yeah. They're like, them rims were shitty, dog. We're going to leave those behind.
Those tires are a bit bald. The rest of the car, we just, you know, took the wheels off, left them propped up on against the blocks, and took everything else.
And then the fucking... parking police came by and put a boot on one of the wheels.
I was like, well, I got three tires now. Fuck the police. I'm not paying to get my tire back.
That's right.
Yeah. I lost the car, so fuck that. I don't need a wheel. Making a trike.
I wouldn't put it past fucking Atlanta. You know, if you want the boot off. You know.
So, yeah, if you're... well, no, see, the thing is, if it's a boot on a tire, you just throw the whole fucking thing in the trunk and you take off because fuck them. There's no identifiers on a tire. You just got a free boot.
Really? Is that how you can get around that? You'd have to jack up the... Like, okay, in a traditional situation.
Well, no. I'm saying, like, if there was a freestanding tire that they booted...
Oh, okay.
You just take the fucking thing with you.
Right, yeah.
Most boots actually have a thing that cover the caps.
Oh, but okay.
I'm pretty sure some enterprising individuals could... just, you know, angle grinder that shit off. There was even a Monty Python skit, Angle Grinder Man, who was like, it was a thing where it's like, the scourge of parking police are ruining England. So that's where Angle Grinder Man comes in. And he just, and it's, you know, the players basically chasing around one of the other guys, you know, running around with Angle Grinder and a cape and a mask. It was weird.
Yeah. Monty Python. I'm just like, I don't know. Last year was just such a fuck.
Yeah. You know,
it just pissed me off dealing with the parking situation.
I look forward to the tweets.
Yeah.
You know?
We could experience the con vicariously.
Yeah. What was it? StabCon? What was the line last year? Crime Con,
yeah.
And, you know, it's not the con's fault. It's Lana's fault.
It's the con's fault that they're in Atlanta.
That's true. But where the fuck else are they going to go?
Their name is Furry Weekend Atlanta, so...
Yeah, they can't move to Savannah.
FWS.
Fwiss. I'm like, I don't even know what other big towns and cities there are in Atlanta.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I know there's a bunch of other... It's like Dallas. There's like a bunch of other little cities... around it, like apparently the fucking like the Atlanta Falcons are moving out of Atlanta, but they're still the Atlanta Falcons because their new stadium is like slightly north of Atlanta in one of the suburbs or something. Well, I mean, like that's
like the Dallas Cowboys, their training facilities in Frisco, Texas,
Yeah, and their stadium is in Arlington.
But
yeah.
They're the Dallas Cowboys. But prior to that, they were in Irving.
Yeah.
So they would have been the Irving Cowboys.
Yeah. I bet I can't imagine Arlington's too happy about that, unless they get all the tax revenue.
They get all the tax revenue, and they're probably just fine.
Yeah.
They got fucked by the Super Bowl, because everybody gets fucked by the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, fuck that Super Bowl. Owls. We've complained about it on the show before. And it's like, I don't mind that it was here and all that, but just... people being really shitty about Dallas because it froze that weekend.
Yeah.
And, like, I-30 leading into the stadium was fucking useless because it was a sheet of ice.
It's just that particular set stretch of 30 is just bizarre.
Well, I mean, we have all these fucking super raised highways, you know, that, like, if they ice, they're useless. And our one sand truck can't get up them. So
we have one for all of DFW.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I mean, ice doesn't happen here, except when it does.
Yeah, and then you're fucked. Are you going to pay to house, like, 120 fucking sand trucks year-round, except for that one day or one weekend where it's a problem?
They probably have, like, attachments that they attach to the back of dump trucks, but I don't know.
I don't know. I just know that we don't have the infrastructure to deal with it, and people were real shitty about it around Super Bowl time. So.
Oh, well. Assholes.
But
you know what's going on this weekend, though, that's really important? WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Wow. Oh, we could talk about the Hulk. Hulkamania winning his fucking lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
$115 million.
Yeah.
He asked for 100, I think, and the judge granted 115 just to
be like, yeah, fuck these guys.
Just to fuck Gawker in the bankruptcy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, between them leaking the tapes and then probably being behind leaking the tapes of him saying racist things,
mm-hmm.
because it was probably off the same tape, you know, he has basically fucked Gawker into oblivion, and it couldn't happen to a better group of fuckheads. You know, these are the guys that back when the fappening happened, they're, you know, if you look at this, you're the worst fucking person ever.
Okay. And then I've Hulk heard Hogan. You reference that before. What is the fappening?
The fappening was when there was an iCloud hack and a bunch of celebrity news got out there.
Oh.
It was primarily women.
Mm.
And it was a big deal and all over various places.
Oh, is this when Jennifer Lawrence's?
I think so. Yeah. Basically, that, and then it's been dubbed the fappening. And they posted about it in, you know, very... oh, if you look at this, you're the terrible person. These people that are propagating this are the worst people ever. They were photos that were taken by the celebrities, knowingly posted privately and held online.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the photo knowing this. I'm not saying that is fair to them and it should have happened. It shouldn't have. But, you know, that was a failure on iCloud's thing, Apple iCloud, and and their news got out there. Whereas with the Hulk thing, it was a tape that he didn't know about. Until they posted about it.
So, like, somebody hit a camera in his bedroom or something?
Yeah, in the bedroom of him fucking another dude's wife or something.
Ah.
It was, like, open relationship kind of stuff.
Right.
Bubba the Love Sponge, I think it was.
Really? That's
honest to God. It was the guy's, like, stage name.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've heard of Bubba the Love Sponge. He's semi-famous, like, DJ. But
he filmed it. And then the tape somehow got into Gawker's hands, and then they posted about it and wrote about it in length and detail and described his cock and, like, about being like a misshapen thermos or something.
What? So
apparently he's girthy. I don't know. I mean,
I'm just imagining him when he's done. He tears off the condom the way he tears off his shirts before a match. Just rip right in half.
Hulkamania just came all over you, sister.
and it's totally pointless because, like, you wear the condom, like, not get her pregnant. Then he rips it open and cum just splatters all over her. You're like, oh, what the fuck did you do that for?
Hulkamania just ran wild all over you, sister.
Hulkamania just ran wild down your leg.
But And it was just so shitty of it, right?
I agree. You know, don't look at this picture of this dude. You're a terrible person. Let's talk about Hulk Hogan's cock. Check out this video.
Play by fucking play. And then when you get told by a judge, hey, you need to take that down. Mm-hmm. You post a tweet going, no, we won't. That doesn't help you at all. And basically, they, you know,
that puts them in contempt of court.
Yeah, and that's why they got so heavily hammered in the civil suit, because it was, you know, 50% for, like some of it was for reputation, some of it was for emotional suffering, and mm-hmm. then the $15 million on top of it was just punitive. Mm-hmm. You fuck. It's like, you fuckers, you know, penalty.
Yeah, and somebody was, I mean, maybe it was us was having this discussion over dinner or something, but yeah, they're going to appeal the fuck out of it, but somebody was telling me they got to pay 50 mil,
Put 50 mil into bond right now.
Yeah.
So, couldn't happen to a better group of fucks, really. Mm. I mean, they're nothing but sleazy clickbait journalism.
The company name is Gawker. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty self-descriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it one of the Gawker people that was like pro bully?
Yeah, bring back bullying.
Bring back bullying because all these people I disagree with are fat, nerdy neckbeards, and we should beat the shit out of them the way we did in high school.
Mm-hmm. And don't. It's so double, triple standard. It's bizarre.
Yeah, everyone on the side of social justice is a nice person in that guy's case.
I mean, there's a lot of dicks on the internet. Just saying. Yeah. It's the internet. You say stuff on the internet that you wouldn't say in front of someone in real life, because if you did that, you'd probably get punched in the fucking mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd probably deserve it. But, you know, I did think that's funny. I mean, Gawker hasn't curled up and died yet, but Hulk's going to basically end up owning it by the end of it. I mean, Nick Denton, the...
Turn it into an all-wrestling website.
Well, no, what he'll do is, like, he'll just, you know, make all their URLs redirect to, like, his personal website, and it's mm-hmm. just a looping gif of him doing a leg drop onto the dude, but then the guy has been covered by the Gawker logo.
Yeah, I saw that video, yeah. It's just
nothing but leg drops for eternity.
That's a and somebody told I saw that animated image of him doing that, and somebody said that he was like 74 when he did that or something.
He's 50s. He's not that old. He's only 60s.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe it was like 54.
Up until the early 2000s, really.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude's like still amazingly fit.
He was playing heel for a bit. I gotta fucking look this up now, god damn it. But, you know, nobody's fucking perfect.
Okay, Google. How old is Hulk Hogan?
He was born in 53.
So he's like 62 or 63?
No.
62.
Really?
Google has given me the answer.
Oh, okay.
August 1953, that's 62. Right.
My parents are right near 62, now that I think about it.
Yep.
So he was a wrestler from 1977 to 2015.
Holy Jesus. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, it'll just redirect to HulkHogan.com. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, Google, how long does Gawker have to live?
We cannot give you an estimation of life of things that are already dead.
That's funny. She just keeps saying "wall" over and over.
So,
like, their tagline is "Today's gossip is tomorrow's news." That fucking gossip rag kind of thing.
I heard that Nick Denton sodomizes puppies in the back of his car to get off.
Who's Nick Denton? Is he the owner?
Editor.
Oh. Owned by Nick Denton and based in New York City. Yeah, I don't really know a whole lot about it. I mean, I saw some shitty comments that some of their upper level people had made, and like, the New York Times described him as a digital empire built on snark. It's like, yeah, I ain't got time for that kind of shit.
Internet, man.
Oh my god, this guy looks like a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's like, he's got that look like, I wanted to be Steve Jobs, but this is the best I could do.
Like, I mean, the dude's a fucking multimillionaire. He's got $112 million in assets.
Yeah.
And he has to pay $10 million to Hulk himself.
Yeah.
But, like, the dude's made a fuckload of money on the back of a fuckload of people's misery. And what's nice, I think, mm-hmm. is that a lot of people that have been fucked by Gawker in the past for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
they're now in the process of suing the remaining shit out of Gawker. Like that one, they settled out of court with that one CEO guy they outed, maliciously outed.
Oh, I think I remember hearing that.
And they had to like pay him a fuckload.
Yeah.
Because.
And yeah, I didn't remember it was Gawker, but I remembered hearing about that. It was like, this guy was not a celebrity or anything. He was just a private citizen.
He was a CEO of one of their corporate rivals.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That is like some fucking 1930s level kind of like mm-hmm. just fucking each other, yellow journalism kind of shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Fuckheads.
Well, I didn't know. I knew they were a shitty company. I didn't know they were quite that shitty.
But yeah. Definitely, you know, the sooner they die, the better.
Well done, Hulk Hogan and his marvelous penis and legal team.
Yep. Oh god. And like reading some of this, they tried to be snarky with the judge. They tried to crack jokes. They tried to, like, when they're talking about, oh, when would a sex tape not be, you know, newsworthy? And they're like, if it was a celebrity's kid. And like, well, how old are them? The guy's like, maybe like 4. So, like, if there was celebrity kid CP, they'd publicize it? And they said this on record. They said this in a fucking court proceedings. These people are fucking cockroaches. Step on them.
Wow.
Just friends don't let friends look at any Gawker site, especially Kotaku. They're terrible.
Mm. I don't know. I've seen some stuff out of Kotaku I agreed with, but... And I know they've got a whole subreddit based on them being stupid, so I won't touch that.
It's all dumb, you know. It was funny, though. So going back to video games, though, that new Miyamoto thing started today, and I've started it, and it's a fucking battery vampire, and my phone is pretty old. It's a 4S, iPhone 4S, and it doesn't want to run it very well.
Yeah, but you said you were amazed it even ran it at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cute little thing. It's a Nintendo attempt at a social media thing, and you can import your Nintendo Mii account from, like, your 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, it saves the data on to your, like, general account, mm-hmm. so you can have Miimoto on multiple things. Otherwise, if you don't, it's tied to that specific device.
Mm-hmm.
So if you delete it, you're fucked.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like with Nekoatsume, which is just that stupid cat game that I play all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to feed my cats. it's tied to your device, whereas the other one, it's kind of cloud saved.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Gerstmann was like, "This seems like a big phishing scam." It's like, "What was your mother's maiden name? Where do you keep the spare key to your apartment?" You know, stuff like that.
What are the last 4 digits of your social security number?
What blood type do you have?
What are the first 5 digits of your social security number?
Yeah. It's like, would you like to... Have you ever seen a donkey show?
Well, yeah, I saw the Hulk Hogan sex video.
And one of the things is it's a terrible battery vampire, and it's rotten with microtransactions. You can get all these different outfits and stuff, but, like, you can immediately buy the coins to get all the little outfits for your Miis, and it's like, this is trouble. There's going to be some whale. I mean, it's kind of like...
So many hats. Buy so many hats.
Yeah, actually. Like, I have, like, 4 hats in the game now.
Oh, God.
Well, like, okay, so I bought the fox ears. Because, okay, so you start out, they give you 2,500 coins, which lets you buy, like, one thing.
And now we get into a three-hour debate about whether fox ears count as a hat.
Well, in this game, they count as a hat.
I don't know. Doesn't a hat have to cover most of the hair?
And it covers your ears partly, too. But the ears are...
But you're putting ears on top of your ears, and oh my god, that's going to blow a hole in the universe. Marty!
But I had, like, these pink tiger-striped pants, this 80s-looking shirt, and fox ears.
Is that you buzzing?
Oh. Yep, I got a new friend request from Nymo, it looks like.
It's from BuffyFoxy69.
They follow me on Twitter, so.
MurrayFurry71.
Yep. And Deathmech.
Oh, that's his alter ego.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally. Murper 71. But, you know, it's like, oh, I gave my memo. And then, of course, I played there this little mini game, which, of course, you use the coin currency that you get. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it you don't have any more? You can buy 11,000 coins for $10. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like you have this little pachinko game. It's pretty fucking skeez.
Mm-hmm. Like, sounds like a racial slur. Pachinko?
No.
Fucking pachinko. Doesn't
it? Yeah, your metal balls clanging around inside you. Wait, what? Being all loud blaring and hit the lever and erotic violence.
You're full of pittance, you fucking plinko board. I only thought of Plinko because, like, Buck actually built
a Plinko. A fucking Plinko. Yeah. I love that game on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And I thought that the having a Plinko board at the con was really fucking clever. I didn't see anybody use it, but the fact that we had one just like, oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. And I think, didn't it have, like, kind of a white-out-ish sort of
Yeah, it had, like, material? A whiteboard on the bottom, and so, like, they could change the prices, like... Based on the severity of need of volunteers. Like, if you volunteered and came back, you got to play the Plinko board.
Oh, okay. I think
that was kind of how they did it.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I just knew that you'd need... Yeah, so originally I saw a tweet of, thanks to Buck, we have a Plinko board. I was like, oh, that's cool. I wonder where he got that. And then found out later, no, he literally built it from scratch in his fucking garage. Hey. I was like, Jesus, okay. It's like, I didn't even know he was working on that. That's pretty cool, though. So, we enjoyed the con. Oh, God. So, next weekend is my trip to Salt Lake City.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's already snuck up on me. Fuck. Like that, yeah. I'm sure I mentioned it.
You've mentioned it in the past, but, like, it's to go see some Doctor Who con thing?
No. This is a publishing conference.
Oh,
It's a 2-day industry conference on small press publishing.
Oh,
okay. The guys at Soap Wolf went to one similar to this up in Minnesota a few years back. I'm kind of kicking myself I didn't know about this organization last year because the event was in Austin, and that would have saved me a flight time. And time. Yeah, so I'm flying. And
not having to be in Salt Lake City.
Well, I know at least a couple people there, but I'm flying out there late Thursday, and it's only a 2-day thing. It's only Friday, Saturday, so I'm coming home Sunday, which saves me a vacation day at work. I'm coming home Sunday. One of you guys is going to pick me up, and then we go to my house for the board meeting. And they're like, I don't think, did you forget about that?
This coming Sunday, I have another board meeting?
No, next Sunday. Not as in 4 days from now, as in like 11 days from now we have a board meeting.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute, what? That seems really soon. But this is... Anyways.
That'll be in April. Yeah, it'll be April 10th.
Fuck.
So, FYI, we have a board meeting on April 10th.
Okay. I get the reminders, but it just...
Oh, okay.
It's just like, wait, another one so soon? But it's the proper quarterly one, not the post-con wrap-up one.
Right, post-con wrap-up, post-con wrap-up.
Let's look at our bills and cry tears.
Yeah.
Post-con wrap-up. We didn't kicked out of our hotel this year.
Yeah, that was good. Apparently, Path had tweeted this, and he had had to meet with the hotel, and no major issues, and the hotel seems happy with us. I guess we'll get more feedback on that when we go to the board meeting, but that's good. So we're still in good standing with our hotel, you know?
That's important.
No shit went down, figuratively or literally. There was a couple minor EMT calls, but apparently most of them involved the person calling for an ambulance themselves.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh God, we found a body in the parking lot.
It was apparently
I took some shit, dude.
Friday, there was a lady in the Starbucks cafe, and she didn't feel good. So they called an ambulance for her, and they took her out to get her checked out. But, you know, nothing serious, like nobody, like blood pouring out of every orifice or anything like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did see a couple times while I was there at the con, but not that much. And considering the relative number of people we have now, it's going to be...
It was 2,800. I don't remember what... Ish, right? 2,820
people.
Okay.
2,820 people.
Wow. That's a lot of people. I'm tired just thinking about it, dude.
But yeah.
Sorry, I've been in training at work all week. They keep putting me in training. They keep making me learn new things. You gotta learn
new things.
I don't want to learn
more. You're an old dog. Why can't they make me stop learning new tricks? Poor Fuzzwolf.
Yeah. I'm old.
Yeah, when you hit... I mean, that crystal's been in your hand's been black for a long time.
Wait, what? Oh, the
Logan's Run.
Right, yes. Yeah, I don't know. Shouldn't that expire after a certain number of years if they don't catch you? You could just be okay, you can go now. You've outrun us. So we got a couple of emails this week, not like a whole lot, which I'm fine with because apparently I am suddenly tired. I'm playing with my phone. Okay, well, I will read this one. Did you want to read email now, or did you have any earth-shattering news?
No, that was really it. It's like, we should probably get to it, because, I mean, we're 30-ish minutes in.
Yeah. I don't really pay attention to things like that.
No.
I don't.
It's one of those, we've got only a few things, and if you're tired, we can wrap this shit up pretty quick today.
All right, let's get this shit taken care of. Okay, Supernatural Shenanigans. You misspelled shenanigans, but anyway. Dear Knotcast, hello, sages of the knot. First, I want to saw how it was so awesome. Oh, probably say, awesome to meet you guys at TFF this year. I was the over-hyper black guy who got a hug from you. Sorry if I just flew away without saying thank you for the hug and how I love your show. I was drunk off all the furry energy from the con. That is a thing.
Yeah.
You absolutely.
You really have that con high.
Yeah. And like it manifests in different ways, but like being into like the writing and stuff of it, like I talk to writers and artists and we're all talking about that, and like I always feel like so creative and energized. Like,
I'm gonna make the shit out of these books.
I'll publish the fuck out of your book, man. You know, and then give me that porn. I say that to Kyle and he's like, fuck yeah, and then we high five and then we hug a Nick plush because we're furries. No, let me read the second paragraph. Now, hand me that Nick plush.
I was going to say, I got the Finnick plush.
Nick's behind you. Yes. Now I wanted to ask, do you guys believe in the supernatural? And I believe in you, Nicholas P. Wilde.
Okay, I'll hug Finnick.
into supernatural, and would you ever stay the night in a known haunted place? And my phone just timed out. There we go. I'm asking because I was thinking about staying the night in the Adolphus Hotel. There is supposedly spirit on the 19th floor. Might be a frightening fun time, or I may die from the ghouly bride from hell. Who knows? But just thought I might ask something different. Love your show, and fuck the bunny, Darthus. So I actually have stayed in a supposedly haunted place.
Yeah, the I was gonna say that. What was it?
Central Plains Furcon. Yeah, yeah, the hotel in downtown Wichita. Oh my God!
That's his utopian name for it.
That was actually a slip of the tongue. That was not a stupid fur fact pun. I can't believe I did that.
You're just so deep into that it just comes naturally.
I'm fucking holding this Nick Wilde plush.
Smug fox, just the smug rubbed off on you and you made you make a snarky comment.
Fuck.
In case you are wondering, he actually is holding this little Zootopia Nick from Disney Store.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little Finnick plush that they have at Target.
He's totes adorbs.
Yes, he is.
We need a bunny.
I know.
Not necessarily to fuck, but you should get a bunny.
Yeah. Then I have the angry Finnick.
By the way, Sampikos posted a great picture of Judy to his FA recently.
Yeah, he posted the two of them. Two of the three.
Oh, okay. I hadn't seen the other one.
The one that was her in the shower isn't in there for whatever reason. Mm. But the reclining nude and her getting fucked is...
The reclining nude is really hot.
Yeah. Actually, favorited that on FA, and I don't normally favorite porn on FA.
But anyway, back to the haunted thing. Yes, the hotel of Central Plains Furcon in Wichita, Kansas, is supposedly haunted. The hotel has a storied history. It was a speakeasy in the 1930s, and it was like it's been, of course, renovated and everything over the years. But actually, the first year of the con, the story of the hotel was in the con book because it was interesting, and along with a couple of stories from the hotel's website of certain ghosts that had a story that people had seen more than once and who they thought they were and stuff like that. So it was pretty interesting. I don't know if I really believe in that stuff or not. I'm leaning towards no, because I'm pretty skeptical of a lot of that. You know, any kind of magic, religion, hocus pocus, ghosts, you know, I'm pretty skeptical on all of that. But that's me. Now, Saverin, I know you've spent the night in haunted places a lot more than I have.
Mainly because my parents' house has a long history of that and weird shit happening.
And it is actually isn't it a registered historic site?
Yep. Built in the late 1800s, and there's some weird shit that happens there. A couple of deaths, a couple of bodies buried on site. One of the first 10 houses built on the north side of Fort Worth.
So my question for you, Saverin, is: are you going to kill again?
Really depends. I mean, I've been real tempted lately. There's some motherfuckers. There are some motherfuckers that are going to pay. They are the ball lickers.
On that note, how is planning Nightmare Nights going?
Oh, it's going fine.
Okay. But yeah, Saren seems some shit. That's why he's white.
Yeah. Well, like, there's one of the prior owners wrote a fucking book.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I think I showed you it, and you flipped through it, and, like, the weird shit that the person said happened. And,
yeah.
All right, yeah.
It's like, wow.
I think the book is actually still on my bookshelf over there.
Mm-hmm. It's like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, I like creepy stuff like that, and no, I haven't gotten any ghost blowjobs, so that's disappointing.
Ah,
man. Ghost blowjob, woo, woo!
Ghostbusters.
You have to keep doing that.
Wait, what's that?
It's a comic.
Oh, it's like, okay.
Ghost blowjob, woo woo! And the ghost, it's like a girl ghost, and looks up. It's like, why do you keep doing that? And then, like, the fourth panel is a guy on the other side of the wall hearing the ghost blowjob, woo! And looking very mad. So.
Oh, is it a ghost on the other side of the wall?
Like, no, it's a dude getting a ghost a blowjob from a pink ghost, and it's like an apartment building with thin walls. So the guy's being ghost blowjob, woo woo. On the other side, the guy's trying to sleep, and he's like, very angry. Okay. Just look up ghost blowjob with the safe search off. I'm sure you'll find it. Okay. Or you'll find, you know, porn of Nabstablook from Undertale, which is really fucking weird because he's a ghost.
Oh.
Man.
Okay, and I got my cock all the way through you. I'm a ghost, you idiot.
What's at least if they're, you know, living creatures, you can kind of do some shippy shit with them. But, like, if they're skeletons or ghosts or genderless robots who are ghosts inside of the robot, don't make porn of these characters.
Oh, man, I'm going to fuck that skeleton. Oh, I'm going to fuck the space between each one of his ribs.
God.
We'll fuck you like a xylophone. It makes no sense to me either. Don't worry about it. Just roll with it.
Yeah, moving on. spooky ghosts, leave this place. But this is our house.
So do you believe in that stuff?
You know, I've seen some weird shit. I don't waste a lot of time thinking about it too much, but I like creepy shit like that. So, yeah, sure, I guess.
Okay.
Like, there's weird shit out there. It's actually aliens.
I'm not saying it's furries, but it's furries. Yeah.
Let's see. This one is titled Changing Fursonas. Dear Howley McHowl and Toot Toot McEars and Couch McManches, if Shiva is back. Nice. I finally saw Zootopia, and it broke me in the best kind of way. I was genuinely worried the amount of hype I'd received prior to sitting down in the theater would make it impossible for the movie to live up to my expectations, but I shouldn't have been. I won't say it's the greatest movie of all time or anything so melodramatic, but I will say I can't remember the last time a movie made me smile so goddamn much and tear up at a certain scene underneath a bridge. There has been one rather interesting development since I saw the movie, twice within 24 hours, actually, and that is what I'm now wondering if Jeeves the Roo might someday become Jeeves the Bunny. No, it's not because Judy is so cute I want to scream, it's actually because of the very reason I originally chose a kangaroo as my persona in the first place. When I picked a Roo as my character, I was 14. I was a moody teenager, but I didn't want to be moody. I wanted to be happy, bouncy, optimistic, and enthusiastic. So I looked at animals I felt physically represented that bouncy nature. And when added to my, at the time, rather intense love of all things related to the now late Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter, I picked the Aussie favorite, the Roo. Since then, I've never wavered, never wished to change my persona, and because there is never a better physical avatar to represent the characteristics I want my persona to embody. And until now, damn it, Judy. Judy's optimistic, she's kind, she's bouncy, she's enthusiastic, and goddammit, she's so freaking cute! And now, all of a sudden, all the characteristics I previously saw as Roo, I now see as Bunny. I'm not going to make any snap decisions as I don't want to change my persona of a dozen years while I'm still riding the hype train of the latest furry fad, but I thought I would ask you guys' opinion for a possible future change in a few months, if I still feel this way. I know changing the fictional avatar I use in this mostly online fandom isn't the biggest deal ever, but as far as my reasoning goes, does this make sense to you? Is it okay that my fursona species is more to me than just, oh, I think Roos are super cool? Or does the fact of me writing this email seem like I'm putting way too much thought into something irrelevant and silly? Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves the Roo, or Bunny, or I don't know. Jeeves the amorphous ball of fluff and optimism, Scotland. P.S. Now that it's been out in the UK for a week, are you going to be talking favorite moments / spoilers? If not, ignore this bit. If so, please tell me I wasn't the only one.
Yeah. So it's still not out in Japan. I know.
It's not?
Yeah, I just saw this on Twitter the other day. You might want to confirm it, but apparently Zootopia is still not out in Japan.
I think they were trying to time it with Golden Week, I guess, which is the 24th of April?
Another month, nearly? Or 3 weeks? That's...
I tweeted and Shiro says, you guys should just do a Zootopia Power Hour. I have to go see the movie again. I need to go see the movie again. God damn it, I'm going to Google this shit. Hey, ask not Siri. When does Zootopia come out?
Okay, Google. Zootopia, Japanese release date.
As for changing your fursona, I mean...
Japan, 23rd April 2016.
Okay, so I was close. Wow, they've got fucking at least 3 more weeks. To go. That sucks. For Japan.
Well, yeah, definitely.
They'll get their Tanuki. Oh, I still haven't seen if they have they actually did have the Corgi newscaster for the UK.
And the only one after Japan is Turkey on June the 10th.
God. Well, you know, they had to, like, you know, never mind, I'm not going to say it.
Saverin, you took those classes.
I was only talking about unicorns and Pegasi. Not the Turkish. Anyways.
So, yeah, it's not out in Japan yet. That's crazy. So I have confirmed, though, via Twitter from a UK fur that has seen it, that it is not a corgi, the newscaster. They got the moose, just like all of North America did.
Okay.
So they did not break their universe in order to have a
thing.
Corgi. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Peter Moose Bridge.
Yes.
It's
so cool. It's only cool to me now because I know that the dude is like majorly Canadian and is like a celebrity Canadian newscaster and was like and loves moose and was like totally down to do this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just like the girl that played the sloth, the girl sloth. Oh, what's her name again? I don't remember what her name is. She has a name because
because Flash like turns
Cindy or something. I thought. Yeah, and the character only has like two lines in the movie, but the actress is in like Frozen, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and is like she has this like she had to like sit down for a minute before going into the like this zoo experience to meet a sloth. Like she has, she's got to be a furry and not know about furries yet because she's like she was like crying because she got to meet a sloth and stuff like that. Like she's really into sloths. So Disney was like, hey, actress who's crazy about sloths who has been in our previous movie, would you like to play a sloth in Zootopia? It, oh my God, can I? Was basically the response.
Like, I would love to be a sloth.
And her only line is, yes, Flash. Oh, so.
And then they slow dance in the credits.
A neat thing I read about Flash. Apparently, the voice acting for Flash was somebody in the production team did Flash's dialogue as a placeholder, which is very common. Like if you're Jason Bateman and they're like, okay, Jennifer Goodwin hasn't recorded this portion of dialogue yet, so we're going to play you somebody else saying Judy's dialogue and you react to it. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And then that somebody else's stuff is never used because then the actual actress comes in and does it. So somebody in the production team recorded Flash's dialogue as a placeholder. And the director liked it so much that they just kept it. They never cast Flash. They were just like, this is perfect. Let's just use this. And I don't remember who the guy is or what position he was in the production team, but it's just somebody behind the scenes just did a really good job of the placeholder dialogue.
Huh.
And I think we've already talked about it, but like the gay couple that's Judy's neighbors is the two directors. Yeah, that's Byron Howard, and I've forgotten the other.
We're not going to apologize for it.
Yeah, that's the two directors. That's their little bit in the movie is playing those characters.
So going back to the actual emails, we had Zootopia tangent number, like, what, four?
Probably, yeah. However many weeks it's been since it's come out in the US.
No, on this episode.
That's true.
Changing your persona is in response to the movie is not, like, the strangest thing in the world. And if you think Bunny fits you better, then maybe try RPing it as Jeeves the Bunny. See, for me, you know, Saverin as a character has always been a short stack little Finnick. And the fact that Finnick was in the movie just made me really happy. I mean, and he's really cute and quit making out with my plush fuzz. Do not do lewd things to my plush. Buzz. Zip it back up. Stop it. Get your own plush.
Okay.
God.
Okay, Google, order me a sex toy. I mean, Nick Wilde plush.
So anyways,
yeah, I
go for it. I mean, if get some art of your character as a bunny and see how it makes you feel. It's, you know, swapping personas is like, because I like this thing. I mean, the way you wrote about it made it seem like it was kind of like a tat. You know, it's like you think about it for a year, and if it's still cool, you switch, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you think a tat's cool, you, like, sharpie it on your arm and leave it for a while. Mm-hmm. And a year later, if you still think it's cool, you get it done. Mm-hmm. Don't get memes tatted on your body, you stupid fucks.
And then 20 years later, you're like, man.
Why is there a sad frog on your arm? His name was Pepe, and he was dank. What? Grandpa, take your pills. Fuck you.
I was like, it's like this, there's this joke in a Clerks animated series about Randall wearing a Motley Crue jean jacket, because he's like, jean jackets will never go out of style, and the crew will always rule.
Yes.
So, yeah. No, I mean, for me, I'm like, yeah, like, for me, it's more than just wolves are cool, you know? Like, I'm not going to say I have, like, a deep spiritual connection to wolves. Deep spiritual
connection to your persona.
That's right, yeah, because he gets so much tail. No, like, I mean, there's, like, I definitely have some sort of affinity towards wolves that goes beyond, oh, pretty doggy, you know? So I don't think it's weird to, like, describe your characters. Like, there's certain aspects of the Roo that, you know, appeals to you, and it either reflects yourself or reflects your ideal self that you want to be. Upside down
balls and a prehensile cock.
Is it prehensile, too?
I don't know.
I know some deer have prehensile cocks. They seek out the vag.
God damn it.
Which is pretty cool. I don't know if Roos do that, though, you know.
Oh.
I've never asked, because it would be rude to ask.
Be rude.
Yes. Maybe Jeeves the Roo, write in next week and let us know if you or your character has a prehensile cock. So I don't think it's weird to think about it in a more detailed thing like that. For me, though, I'm like, I've never changed characters, and I've never really been tempted to change characters. So for me, I'm like, I'm not going to change my character to a particular Zootopia character. Although I really, really like Judy, you know, and not just in a I want to fuck the bunny way. Like, I really like her personality. I really like her character. And I like her character design, too, you know. Oh, and apparently her little braces that she wears on her feet were inspired by the kind of things that racehorses have around their hooves. Yeah, it's like sort of a protection thing, which in a world where people don't wear shoes, you know, and you're a rabbit, so you're bouncing or running a lot. You know,
yeah, that, just think if you bounced and landed on some gravel.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean,
a little piece of gravel would be pretty big for a bunny.
Yep.
Because she's only, like, canon universe, like, 2.5 feet tall.
Right.
Before ears.
So, yeah, that's a long-winded response involving more Zootopia tangents. But
let's see if we can get the Zootopia tangent to this email. Then to us.
Okay. Is it your turn or my turn?
All right. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me know these things. I turn my phone back on.
It's a question specifically tailored to you, Fuzz, too.
Is this the Anonymous?
Yes, Anonymous asking a question.
Okay. Hello, Notcasters. I have a question that I think Fuzzwolf might be able to answer, but if any of the other hosts have experience, too, they are more than welcome. Where can you find a good entry-level paddle for spanking? Either something made specifically for spanking or something commercially available you would recommend offers a good smack for your simoleons. We like the idea of something wooden, but don't want to risk butt splinters. Thanks, masochistic in the Midwest. So, a good traditional spanking tool would be a hairbrush. And that also ties into a lot of, like, fantasies that that some people have. And that's something that, like, doesn't even look suspicious if you're buying it. you know. Also, rulers, wooden rulers are good. Just make sure it doesn't have a sharp edge.
Yeah, the metal edging, don't.
Yeah, get one without the metal edging, you know, otherwise, you know, you could possibly hurt somebody.
Yeah, don't. don't slice the butt.
Now, their hairbrushes can get pretty hard and heavy, though. You know, you can bruise with a hairbrush. So, just because it's not a tailor-made for spanking paddle doesn't mean that it's necessarily a light instrument. So I would definitely still start with hands and gradually move up in force. But if you want to use an implement, just a plain old hairbrush is a good idea to start with. Make sure it has, you know, like a nice flat back on it. You didn't even necessarily have to go wood. You know, wooden hairbrushes, you don't get splinters off of those.
They're sealed.
They're all sealed and treated and stuff like that. And you can
get them at, like, Target, like the Goody brand.
Yeah, but you can also get those, like, plastic rubberized back ones if you don't want wood. And they deliver a good hard smack as well.
And, so. I mean, you're not smacking the shit out of each other. It's supposed to be, you know.
I don't know. It could still be sexy and be smacking the shit out of each other. It depends. Everyone's like taste is really different. Yeah. Like
don't use a cricket bat.
Don't use a baseball bat. That's only for insertion.
With Crisco.
The new Bad Dragon baseball bat toy.
Well, April Fool. Oh shit! April Fool's is tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they'll have a floppy crowbar. They're gonna do something new because those fuckers are smart enough that they'll have something unique.
Wonder if they'll do something Fallout themed since they did their website like that.
A new Coca-Cola bottle.
Am I?
Now I'm interested. I'm gonna have to look and see what their April Fool's thing is.
Yeah.
They had the crowbar 1 year, and then they've had a series of things.
It'll be a fucking silicon replica of Pepper Coyote that you can shove up your ass.
Yep,
continuing their cross promotion.
No cock, like horse cock.
Yes,
and the fact that someone wrote in Hebrew, no. No horse cock.
Yeah, that's something. What Saverin's referencing is we retweeted it, but something that Pepper tweeted was there was characters under his video that he did not recognize, so he pasted them into Google Translate, and it was Hebrew, and it said no horse cock. He's like, I am proud. So yeah, that's my quick response on that. That's what pops into my head. And after that, you're ready to move on to bigger and harder things.
Like Thor's on sticks.
Yes.
Okay, so it's be right at an hour. I
remember years ago hearing about a guy that wanted to make a Thor into a lamp. You know, just stand it up on its end and, you know, you run a wire through the middle and you put the light coming out of the flare.
Be like a leg lamp, except not. It's a fifth leg lamp.
Yes. There you go.
So we're going to stop and save.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? That's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It can be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code NOT at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code NOT. That's K-N-O-T at AdamandEve.com. And we're back. So we've stopped and saved and all that fun stuff. Now
Big Mac is totally into dudes.
Yeah, I mean, that's word of God.
That's right, yes.
And, you know, the main six all end up, you know, Rarity 5 Princes, 5 Divorces, Fluttershy's K Kay's cat lady. Rainbow Dash loves herself. Pinkie Pie marries a chocolate moose.
And then eats him.
Yeah, it's a weird, you know, bit of murder. Big Mac's gay. Steven Magnet, straight as an arrow, really doesn't like stereotypes.
And Twilight falls in love with, what's his name?
An earth pony named Studmuffin.
That's right, with the dumbbell kitty.
And Celestia has loved and lost and will never love again. Basically, Lauren Faust got really tired of people asking her stupid shit after she's been off My Little Pony for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And was just like, all right, I'm going to fucking answer your questions, and you motherfuckers are going to run with it. And people did.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things where it's like when you get asked questions for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Because there's still always going to be some noob. That's, well, you know, it's fucking Hasbro's fault.
It still says developed for television by Lauren Faust.
Which is a true statement, but at the same time, she hasn't had anything to do with the show since season 2.
Yeah. And we're on season 6 now.
Yeah.
Which wasn't off to that big of a bang, but it was all right. Fucking...
Well, I'm sure the Rule 34 will be off to a bang, but...
Yeah, as we were saying before the cut, that there has been, you know, Starlight and Sunburst hate-fucking. And then there's always the comics like, you did fucking what? When she's like, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, because Starlight Glimmer is basically Pony Hitler. She condemned multiple timelines just again and again. Where, you know, she's fucking with reality, and mm-hmm. it ends badly for everybody. There are multiple timelines where the main characters, at least half of them are dead.
Yeah. And in the end, one is just no blasted life. Devastation, yeah. As far as you can see.
And then she gets to be friends and live in the bigger on the inside friendship castle.
And, yeah, and I caught that maybe reference.
Princess Celestia planted a magic nuke in her brain. Who knows?
So she ever goes off the reservation again.
It's like Suicide Squad. Microbombs in the spine.
Oh.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Now we're just tying it all back together. And speaking of tying it all back together, well, this back half of this episode is the Wolfie Man special.
Oh,
he sent us this mega long email 2 weeks ago, and we had lots and lots of emails the last few weeks. And we're like, man, this is really, really long, and we're not going to be able to fit it all in. We couldn't fit it all in. Frisco, baby. It'll fit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to read this email from the Wolfie Man because it's a challenge, he says.
There. We're ready.
No. No moleste. So we have the Zootopia plush sitting on the table. I don't have a Judy. I need to get a Judy.
Yeah, you do. Unlike Ray, there are plenty of Judy toys.
Yeah. So, speaking of female... Okay, tangent time again before we get to the email.
Okay.
So, two things. One, Black Widow now has a toy in the six-pack big action figure things for Civil War.
Okay, cool.
So, Black Widow now has...
It's really ridiculous that she didn't before, but yeah. Anyway.
And there is... DC finally got an idea that girls like Cape Shit too. And are doing a...
Did you just describe superheroes as cape shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. It's just... It's the genre. It's just cape stuff.
Oh, okay.
The girls like cape stuff. It's all of superheroes.
The Incredibles had established no capes. But...
Well, you know, DC doesn't believe that because Superman, Batman, Supergirl, Batgirl...
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Sure.
Okay.
There is a... Like DC superhero girls or whatever, mm-hmm. I think it is. And it is a new cartoon series that sets the main characters in a fucking high school and everyone's high school age.
Ugh. Oh my god, it's like Equestria Girls, Monster High.
DC, yeah, it's totally fucking
X-Men Evolutions.
Well, they even have there's a game for iOS and Android called Avengers Academy, which is all the Marvel characters as high schoolers in school, except it's all the villains and heroes, and if it's like, hey, we're gonna
the villains are the jocks and the heroes are the nerds, and you know,
it's this.
Will Cyclops be able to beat Doctor Doom on the volleyball team?
And Principal Nick Fury, and I'm not even shitting you, dude. These things are real. And so basically they did a fucking Monster High, Ever After High, Disney Descendants, that genre, that vein. Mm-hmm. And but now they have like DC action figures that are targeted at girls. They have, you know, they have the crummy looking Monster High Bratz knockoff looking like big dolls. Uh-huh. But they actually have molded hair action figures of Supergirl, Batgirl, Bumblebee, Poison Ivy, Harley. It's an all female cast, Wonder Woman.
Who was the last one?
Harley Quinn.
Oh, Harley. I thought you said Carly. I was like, Carly Fiorina? I know she's a villain. I didn't think she was a DC villain.
She's the actual, she's a DC villain that escaped from a comic book. I mean, it's a good thing that it wasn't somebody major like Doctor Doom or Kingpin. But Carly Fiorina, you know, she was a pretty minor villainess, but she somehow escaped and ended up in Florida. But it was just one of those things. It's like, hey, this is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, there's now like some action figures that are targeted girls, but they're well articulated. I mean, I looked at it and was like, wow, this is a cool toy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not this is a cool girl toy. This is a cool toy.
Yeah.
And like they have accessories that are not, you know, brushes and phones to call their boyfriends. You know,
that would be insane.
Know, Harley has a giant fucking hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
As you would expect.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy is dressed far more conservatively than she has ever been drawn. She has a skirt and stuff on.
Uh-huh.
Mainly because most of the time she's just got vines covering her bits. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Right.
Most egregiously, if you look in the most recent Batman Arkham Knight game.
Uh-huh.
But it's just one of those, oh, it's cool. I mean, yeah, it's like, why don't you just do something like, I don't know, Young Justice, which was actually popular with girls and got canceled. We've discussed this prior.
Yeah.
That Netflix might bring back for a third season because they've got the money to do it and the will. Just got to get DC on board to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had to make this weird AU series, but they're kind of filling the niche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a step in the right direction. I'm not going to be like, it's not perfect.
Right, yeah.
You know, but it's a step in the right direction. I think it's cool. And, like, they had the like, a Batgirl costume.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the, like, Wonder Woman shield and sword toy set.
Cool.
And it wasn't, like, pink and glittery.
Mm-hmm. It was accurate.
I mean, they did have, it wasn't, like, fucking Batman, Superman, dark colors, battle scarred, but it was more comic booky.
So, I haven't seen it, and I haven't read a lot of reviews, but I've seen a couple comments that say, like, Wonder Woman is, like, one of the only reasons to see the movie. Her and Ben Affleck. Apparently, Ben Affleck does a really good job playing Bruce Wayne.
Okay. I didn't really have any interest in seeing it, and I haven't been, like, convinced otherwise.
You know, it's funny, because I'm always like, man, I'm really into superhero movies, and I totally want to go see that. But not the DC ones.
Yeah.
You know, like all the, like I've seen the previous two Superman movies. I've seen Superman Returns and Man of Steel. And I saw them both after the fact. Like, I think I caught one on Netflix and I bought one on iTunes or something like that. Yeah. And no, actually, iTunes is grossly overpriced.
Yeah. Sometimes shit's on sale, but very rarely.
Yeah. The only time you can get a good deal is when they do like a multi-pack kind of thing, you know? Like, I got like all the Mission Impossible movies for like $30 or something.
Every single movie of the Leprechaun series, including Leprechaun in the Hood.
And Leprechaun in space.
Yeah.
You know, Jason X, where Jason goes to space, was actually kind of neat.
Yeah. Fucking shoves that girl's face into the fucking liquid nitrogen because there's a pool of liquid nitrogen totally right there.
Why wouldn't you have
shatters
that?
Shatters her face, and then the spaceship crashes through a shitty model of a space station. And Jason falls to Earth at the end and lands in a lake, and then it's all cyclical, man. It all begins again. Turns out the original Jason from the movie is the Jason X of the future.
Oh, because he hurtled back through time.
Makes sense.
Fucking follow the money, or in this case, bodies.
Follow the bodies. And then he ended up in Mortal Kombat X.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Actually, that is kind of him and Freddy Krueger both.
Him, Freddy Krueger, Predator, Alien, and fucking Leatherface. From Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Because why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put everything in a Mortal Kombat that you possibly could?
They just throw shit at the wall.
I'd throw the fucking X-Men in there too, you know?
Yeah. Too much bloody dismemberment, I think, for their taste.
Well, yeah, of course, but I don't know. Wouldn't you like to see, like, Captain America fight Goro or something like that?
Mm. Probably. They probably don't want to see Captain America be
dismembered.
Yeah, have him lifted up by all four arms and each arm pulls a limb off of his torso. That might be a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mortal Kombat X is a really gruesome game. Surprise! Oh,
you could cross over Mortal Kombat with Kingdom Hearts. That'd be awesome. See, like,
fatality!
Oh, that was good. See, like, Donald Duck going up against fucking Scorpion or something like that. Get over here.
Oh, God. Goofy gets uppercut into the pit.
What's a fucking, the one that rips out people's spines, and he's like, gorsh.
I need that. We're going to get to your email eventually.
Oh, leave room for my fist, because I'm going to reach through your stomach and pull out your fucking spine. It's Arnie and the Running Man.
Ah.
So one of my favorite bad 80s lines. So let's talk about 80s movies for the next hour.
Let's read the email, because in theory, this might be a short show. Not really. We're already past an hour. It's not short. But we'll see.
Okay.
So, as we mentioned a few minutes ago and several tangents back, that Wolfie Man sent us his long email that was way too long to leave in an episode that had a bunch of other emails, since his one didn't have a lot of emails, and we still somehow got to an hour with just three. We're going to keep going, because we're full of words. All right, so, hey guys, it's Wolfie here, listening to last shows before and after First Squared. And hark, doth my ears deceive me, I believe I heard Severin saying I need to step up my game in terms of controversial content. I was actually making a crack about your Patreon controversial content filter as a joke, but since you insist, I present you with a song that Pepper forgot he ever recorded. Traumatic amnesia will do that to you. Since I'm the one who wrote it and paid him to unleash it on the guys from Unfurled, I've confirmed that I have the right to share it with you, and anybody else I care to inflict it upon. I like to think of it as a modern version of Blue Oyster Cult's Veteran of the Psychic Wars, a song about the price of conflict. The sacrifices made for one's people, and questioning the morality of sacrificing your children for the merciless hunger of war. Well, we know it will be playing at the end of the show. Also, mocking Green Day for the amusement of horrible, horrible Canadians. And Americans! Horrible people in general, honestly. Saverin, if this isn't controversial enough for you, let me know and I'll see what I can do. Maybe something with Donald Trump eating the brain out of a supporter. It's how he converts them, you know. Now, as for the topics, I haven't necessarily started listening to any new podcasts lately, per se, but the old standbys are still there. The main ones I listen to lately are Now Playing Podcast, Snodcast, and Gallo Ciao Ciao, a show that discuss old, mostly Italian murder mysteries and serial killer flicks. Huh. I've even started studying Italian so I can understand the films better. This can be important when, at times, there are no English dialogue tracks or subtitles for parts of the films. I've also been listening to a lot of the true crime novels and criminology books, which are fascinating, if sometimes disturbing, research material. On the one hand, it's nice to have a better understanding of the mechanisms of psychopathy. It certainly helps to explain certain presidential candidates. On the other, it's kind of unsettling to realize that you may have been raised by a borderline psychopath. And now that you've gone and brought up ratings in the latest episode, back to controversy, perhaps? Advance warning. I'm a fan of horror movies. As a result, I'm well-versed in the exercise in hypocrisy that is the MPAA ratings board. If you'd rather not go ahead and include a rant that's not really furry-related, feel free to skip ahead to my much, much shorter First Squared counterpart. I'll go ahead and insert the old L-shaped bypass just to make that a bit easier. Well, she was not here. Off-ramp for bypass, driving up such a cat's tail. She's a couch, not an off-ramp. I'll say one thing for the MPAA ratings. It's better than the old production code was. For those of you more familiar with comics, the production code was basically what the old comics code authority was. If you broke the rules, you didn't get approved and you didn't get released. The production code included a number of requirements such as villains cannot go unpunished, you cannot resolve a plot with suicide, you can't resolve a plot with the death or imprisonment of a child. If a man or woman are in bed, each must have one foot visibly on the floor. Flush toilets are the work of Satan. This is the only one of these rules that wasn't actually real. They let Hitchcock flush the toilet in 1960s in Psycho, but it had to be crucial to the plot that the toilet was flush in order to be grudgingly allowed through. Huh. This led to some very interesting little conundrums when the production code literally made the resolution in otherwise very serious films into farces. The Bad Seed is a prime example. The play ends with the murderous little girl Rhoda getting away for her crimes, and her mother offing herself out of despair at what her daughter is. The film ends with somebody stopping the mother from committing suicide and Rhoda being punished for her crimes. But because you can't resolve the plot with the death, implied or otherwise, of a child, no matter how murderous, and the perpetrator is a child who can't, by the letter of the law, be killed or imprisoned, even for criminal behavior, Rhoda's multiple homicides are punished with a well-deserved spanking. That'll teach her. The ratings board was established as a step away from the binary structure of the production code, which was an improvement. Now, rather than a board of people with hard and fast rules for what you could or couldn't include, you had a board of typical members of the community who were willing to ensure that societal standards were properly enforced in film. There are no particular requirements to become a member of the board, aside from appearing to be a morally upright pillar of society.
I'm joining right now.
Yeah, you and I, we're right there. We're going to join.
Seven? Oh, PG. PG-13 at most.
Yeah, sure. Oh, and being willing to work for an industry standards board that was funded by the big players in the industry, but applied to everybody who actually wants to try and achieve some measure of commercial success in it, no matter how big or small. As such, the general rules for getting a passing MPAA rating seem to be as follows. Are you going to say something, Chris?
No.
Okay, you took breath. Don't show any realistic depictions of violence. Violence must be over the top and fantastical or consequence-free. Showing that violence is unpleasant and excruciatingly damaging is the second fastest way to NC-17. Red, blood, is for R. Emotionally healthy, sexually active relationships corrupt our youth and therefore the fastest way to NC-17. Emotionally abusive, obsessive relationships that idealize psychologically scarring behavior are perfectly acceptable and box office gold. Male nudity is the new flush toilet. 32 frames of somebody bleeding on screen is too much. 30 frames of somebody bleeding on screen is perfectly fine. And since things, so that's about a second and a half, 24 frames a second.
Mm.
So actually not quite a set, more than a second. We must cut something. I'm absolutely certain the MPA would have demanded cuts from Snow White if they'd been around. Probably that knife the huntsman was holding. If you're a studio, famous and influential, and making a big budget film, we'll work with you from day one to make sure you get the rating you want. If you're an indie producer, we'll say NC-17, come back and pay us to review it again after you fix it. Basically, they've taken a straightforward case of pure censorship and turned it into a marketing club they can use to bust the baby seals that are indie film producers over the noggins. Their standards are based on arcane geometry that make Cthulhu go, fuck it, I'm stumped. Nightmare on Elm Street? In order to approve the fountain of blood erupting from the bed after Johnny Depp pulled into it, the board had to be told that it was the blood of all of Freddy's past victims while he was alive. In the late 1980s, films had to be cut down to a virtual PG rating in order to get the R certification, especially horror movies. While films like Halloween and Natural Born Killers get brought up in murder trials as proof for an insanity defense, your average action film could have 10 times the body count or more, and nobody would bat an eye. Temple of Doom and Gremlins get PG-13 ratings, actually inspiring the creation of that rating because the MPAA didn't want to stick Spielberg with R's, while Dreamscape is left at an R rating despite being a much less gruesome than either of the former films.
Huh.
Yeah. Temple of Doom, man. Kalima! Kalima!
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that it was like, ooh, we can't piss off Spielberg.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that movie, like, scarred the shit out of my sister as a kid, too. It scared her. My dad would run around going, Kalima! And she'd run around screaming. It was funny. On the other hand, I have to say that the UK rules can be just as nonsensical as the US board. If you'd like proof, well, I recommend you Google the term video nasties and have fun imagining what life was like for the brave, noble members of the UK police force tasked with keeping dangerous contraband like horror videotape rentals of Evil Dead. I'll pause while you fan yourselves, deep breaths will help prevent fainting from shock, out of the hands of grown-ass adults and prosecuting the dastardly fiends who dared to rent or sell such products. As you can tell, I just love moral guardians, particularly with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Well played, sir.
Yes, and driving off the Chacat's nose and plunging back into more topical topics with the end of the bypass. Finally, First Square 2016 Con Report. I'll be the first to admit, I'm not necessarily the best person to give con reports. I find it almost impossible to actually work up the nerve to speak to new people in person, something that you'd think I'd have worked out by 33 years of age. But there you go. I don't do dances and such, having the staying power of a 90s pop band. However, I did actually get to host my panel on forensics. Yes, they did call it Forensic Science, with an unofficial subtitle of Getting Back at CSI. People seem to enjoy it, though I still wish I'd been able to get somebody actually from the field of forensic veterinary medicine to co-host with me. It would have been nice to have somebody who was more familiar with the most recent updates. The panel array this year did seem to be significantly more widespread this time. In past years, Foursquare seemed to have been focused mostly on meet and greets for a lot of the panels, but this year had several more orientated towards one type of new information or another. Sadly, I couldn't stay up long enough to make it to the most interesting ones, but that's all on me and my typical 5-to-9 daily schedule. Conventions in general are much more forgiving to the college student than the first shift working schmuck, in my experience. Pepper actually held 3 different shows at the con, but I'll let him go into that if he's feeling up to it. I'll just say that I sincerely hope that there were no repercussions from the dubious decisions he may have made while more than slightly sleep-deprived and coping with lingering inebriation from the night before. At least we got the doors to the panel room closed before too many passerbys had been scarred for life. Well, he made it to Fiesta just fine, so he didn't get arrested. The dealer's den seemed a bit larger this year than in the past. I don't think it actually was, but maybe it was the layout that made it feel a bit more dense. Maybe we just had more people in there taking up space. Hard to tell. Picked up a few comics, a copy of the semi-official con novel, and the Buck Legacy game that looks something like MLP the Adventure Card Game. It is. Also picked up the con super sponsor swag, only to end up winning another set of it in the charity poker game. Is it bad form to send a borderline alcoholic flask and a... shot glass as a gift? Etiquette is tricky.
Possibly.
Maybe. All in all, it was a fun time, and I look forward to the next year just as much as I did to this one. Since I have other con engagement that happens within a week or two of MFF every year, I have no realistic chance to making it down to Chicago, and having a con appear in Wisconsin on the other end of the year is a lot more manageable. By the by, would you guys be interested in a con report from a writer's conference later this year? It's not especially furry, but a con where gunfire, forensics teams, attacking police dogs, and car chases are actually official parts of the events instead of things that give the con staff ulcers might be an interesting change from the norm. Yes.
That actually sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can totally write in about, yo, I went to this cool-ass con, let me tell you about it.
Especially forensic teams attacking the police dogs.
Yeah, I mean, that seems a bit, you know, friendly fire, but, you know.
But, hey, you know, those forensics guys have got cut loose every once in a while.
And then I can answer the age-old question of who is rowdier, furries or a casino hotel full of ex-law enforcement and thriller authors. Pray for me! Howlingly yours, the Wolfie Man.
And I know the song that he is referring to, because I listened to Unfurl back in the day when this song, yes.
Is it, will I regret putting it on the show?
It's 21 Cunts instead of 21 Guns.
Oh. Yeah, we're a tasteful family podcast, but that might get us in trouble.
A tasteful family podcast that posts polls about where would you do Judy Hopps.
Yeah. Hey, that's some fucking important science. Did you not see that poll that I posted the other day to my Twitter account?
I saw that poll you posted to your AD Twitter. No.
I only did that once. There is a dick pic in the wild. Oh, my God. And except it's not in the wild. It's on my AD. And if I get it, then you can't tell it's mine.
Oh, it could be anyone's cock.
It could be anyone's cock. Really?
Is it big? It was mine.
Totally. somehow your cock was in my bed. Wait. Anyways, shit. That was really cool, though, about the movie stuff. Because, I mean, it's weird. Like, I like horror movies and I like the aesthetics of it, though I'm not really big on, like, super gory modern stuff. But the cheesier older things are enjoyable. Things like The Stuff. And
oh, my God. Are you eating it or is it eating you?
You know, things like The Thing are creepy and scary, but the weird, like, melt films and gory stuff like that, like, that's kind of cool. I mean, it was like, what can we do with a real limited budget in a bucket of slime?
So I want to do a shout out for a convention that is completely unrelated to us, but is oddly related to Wolfman's email. So I was wondering if anyone was discussing FWA, so I searched for CrimeCon on Twitter, and I found out that there is a CrimeCon. It takes place January 14th to 17th, 2017, in Frankfurt, Germany. And it is the first multi-fandom convention in Frankfurt of Bones, CSI, Law & Order, Rookie Blue, Mentalist, Liatome, Criminal Minds, and more. English and German and Russian. And they've already got 6 guests, I guess, from some of those shows.
Huh.
So it's it's at CrimeCon on Twitter. It's actually a con for that genre, which is interesting because, like, you usually only see conventions related to science fiction stuff, not other genre TV and movies.
You know, other fandoms are getting real ballsy these days, I guess. They're like, wait a minute. Look, look. If fucking weirdos that like My Little Pony can have conventions, grown-ass motherfuckers have cons for My Little fucking Pony,
Tumblr can have a successful convention.
No. No, they can't.
Bad example?
Very bad example.
Okay, all right.
But you know, crime shows? Procedurals? Sure. But not Tumblr.
Yeah, I was actually really fascinated when I found it on Twitter. I was like, do you really want to miss the opportunity to meet the Monk cast? Buy your pass now.
It's in 2017. I think we have time.
Yeah.
So, if you're so inclined.
So the people from Monk are going to be there.
Wow, that's a really shitty bit of promotional material.
Yeah, because I can't really.
Like, they made that Nimes paint with a mouse, it looks like. Or they just have really horrific font choice.
But never mind.
Typography.
CrimeCon! Woo! It's a new thing. Hey, you know, I'm not anywhere near Frankfurt, but I just thought it was interesting that it existed.
And I will say that, hey, if you're a furry and you go to FWA and you use the hashtag CrimeCon, these Germans are going to be very confused briefly. And then they realize, oh, Atlanta! Why are they in Atlanta? They're going to die. They'll say it with snappy German accents. Or maybe Russian accents. And they drink vodka.
Yes. And they'll say Guten Tag, and then they'll pour one out.
Stay cheeky, my Rickies.
I pour one out for you, my American capitalist pig homie.
Yeah. hour and a half we're coming up on. All right, good for us. How about wraps this up? It's right at 10 o'clock, Fuzz. It's 9:50 p.m. You can go home and go to bed like an old person.
Oh, that's great. I'm just going to grab this.
No.
Oh, he's going to come home with me.
And see,
he's happy.
They have the Nick plush, but it's the same size as the Judy, so it's non-canonical. Because, I mean, like, the Finnick is sort of proportional to how he is to...
To Nick in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. Right at below job height.
Yeah.
Although he is sort of stand half sitting, I guess.
Yeah, it's balanced by his tail. To sit.
Yeah. Bloop. He's cute. Ah, the ears are so big.
Yes.
They're proportionally accurate, right?
Yeah. Finnicks have really fucking large ears.
Well, my question was more, are they large enough?
Yeah. Well, like, Finnick characters, there was actually a tag I saw on the little note board at Fiesta. Finnicks, tired of being mistaken for wolves or dogs? Come to artist's name, and we'll draw your ears right. And she drew her Finnick character. I guess it was a female. The art style... was very...
In your case, tired of being mistaken for a bat.
It only happened once.
Yeah.
FWA 2007. But but she drew this Finnick with fuck huge ears. And I'm like...
Oh, I wonder.
What?
Well, I was seeing if his collar is poppable.
Oh. Because he doesn't have a little collar.
Yeah, but it doesn't pop up on the back. It's sewed down. Nick's collar looks poppable, though.
Yep. Phoenix. So,
I'm sorry. I got distracted just playing with the Zootopia toys. Yeah.
I mean, that Judy plush is $30, but it's a Judy plush.
Oh, and even though I have no intention of ever playing the game, I did buy the Disney Infinity Nick and Judy because they're sculpted so damn nice. So they're on my work desk with my Wheel of Fine Flutterbat statue.
Your home office. And not my, like you didn't take them to your cube.
Right. And my pop figures of Thor and the 12th Doctor.
Yes.
That is
your little nerd corner.
That is the little nerd tribute area I have on my production room desk.
Cool. All right. Well, that was a good episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So, as always, you guys can email us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. You can find us on Twitter at Notcast. You can answer our polls and see what magical shit posting we've been doing. You know, it's been one of those things, right? We have our name, but then I post things to the account and it gets retweeted a bunch of places, and I'm like, oh God, people are gonna see our horrific podcast name. But nothing bad has happened. It's just one of those things where it's like, oh God, I'm not actually really that ashamed, but still. People are retweeting things from our podcast account. Oh, God. It's so weird. Oh, it was weird, though, because I posted that pic of somebody's collage of Zootopia tickets, and someone's like, that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Who fucking cares? It's a collage of tickets from an entire week of literally $400+ of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
At the Valencia 12 Theater in Valencia, California, north of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So either the person works there and was picking up ticket stubs for every showing and put them together as a collage, or some crazy dude or chick decided they were going to go see it a million fucking times. Either way, that's still a lot of tickets to Zootopia.
Yeah, that's an amusing image. I mean,
it's not trying to proclaim some great truth.
Yeah.
It is just merely, look at this collage, you will never be as furry as this person.
Not everything is Snopes-worthy.
Yeah. Did you know that everybody's furry for Crystal, but every furry is straight for Judy?
Not all furries! But it's a Scoxadel.
I just like that my response was, I don't care.
And somebody faved it. I know. It's like 2 days later, somebody faved it.
Man. Like, Jesus. Fucking social media. All right. So you can find me at Stavron Drake. You can find Fuzz.
At Fuzzwolf.
You can find Shiva at Chimera, K-H-Y-M-A-E-R-A. But, you know, she's not around right now. You can tweet at her and be like, how's the house hunting going? She's like, I bought a house. Oh, God, I bought a house.
Yep.
So that'll be her new nightmare. In the near term.
It's not a nightmare.
No, it's not a new nightmare, but it'll be transitioning into living in an apartment for years and years and years. They'll have a house, they'll have much more room. It's really cool and I'm happy for them. The dog will actually have a yard.
Yeah, that's really good for them. It has a really nice little railing around the patio area that separates from the yard and stuff like that.
I look forward to probably end up helping them move if they don't get movers, but mm-hmm. I look forward to going over there and seeing the place at some point.
Yeah, the only reason we paid for movers was because we had For Planet.
And you had a second floor of shit, and...
Yeah, we're moving the, 100-pound expensive-ass printers from a second-floor apartment to a house.
They've got a big-ass TV and stuff, too, but... Mm-hmm. They've been paring down and whatnot, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a Patreon account. If you like to support the show, you can go there, buck an episode, buck a month, whatever. You know, just set yourself a cap and, you know, money is great. You don't have to go and buy stuff from AdamandEve.com, though you still can. You can still use the coupon code NOT and buy stuff. The code hasn't expired. It's still there. We actually, people used it during Valentine's Day when we had our old OG deal going.
Oh, cool.
And, you know.
You should invoice them then.
I should. It'll be like $150 maybe.
See, that's something.
It's not a lot of money, but.
It's a lot of money for a podcast that we do for free.
Yes.
Right. Just fucking rolling in it, you know.
Totally.
My new microphone will just be made of $20 bills, coiled together with an XLR cable jammed in them.
So interfaces.
Yes, interfaces.
And beyond that, we also have our Tumblr where you can send us questions anonymously, notcast.tumblr.com. I also occasionally remember to post episodes there. If you don't subscribe on iTunes, which you should just really subscribe on iTunes. and or just our RSS feeds, because they're listed on our Tumblr too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I occasionally forget. In fact, I forgot to post an entire fucking month's worth of podcasts to the Tumblr and was like, fuck. I am the worst. And, like, I post it self-deprecatingly, like, God, Saverin is just the worst at posting this shit. Because I'm the one that handles it. I'm the one that handles the posting and editing and all that fun stuff. And so it's just like, oh, fuck, I had all this other shit going on, and then I forgot to do this shit.
You know, on our domain points there, it's kind of like, that's like our primary web presence is the Tumblr.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to figure something better to do with that.
Yeah,
but it's great for sending us anonymous questions because it's fully anonymous.
Mm-hmm. If you want it to be,
shit post to your heart's content. Don't actually shit post because we'll delete stupid things. So on that note, good night
and fuck the bunny.
Fuck the bunny.